is punching like in thousands of home runs with his signature. It's up there. It's not there. It's gone. Call and put his exclamation point on nearly 2,000 victories with handshakes and high fives all around. Tonight, Bees President Mark Amicone and the Salt Lake Bees would like to congratulate Steve on his historic milestone and thank him for being the voice of the Bees for nearly 30 years. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Steve Plunkett. Every Tuesday night is Smith's Family Night. Get four tickets for $20. And regular hot dogs and fountain drinks are 50% off. Compliments of Smith's. Wednesday nights are going to have nights presented by Cypress Credit Union. Come out to each Wednesday night home game and grab a dollar hot dog. Compliments of Cypress Credit Union. This Thursday, August 25th, is the next Thirsty Thursday presented by Budweiser, featuring drinks for just $3. Grab a cold one and remember, this spot's for you, Todd. Calling all kids, the Bees Kids Club invites kids 12 and under to come out on the field and run the bases at the conclusion of every Saturday night home game. Stay up to date with the Bees and visit slbees.com. Learn about upcoming games, promotions, theme nights, as well as the latest team and player news. slbees.com. It's your home for Bees baseball. The Bees team store is located on the concourse behind Home Plate, where you'll find a great selection of Bees gear, including hats, jerseys, and souvenirs. Get top quality, officially licensed sports merchandise, only at the Bees Team Store. Fans visit the Bohemian Brewery Bullpen, located in the left field corner. In the mobile bullpen, you will find unique food and drink options, including pretzel and brats, as well as Bohemian Brewery Bees Food. Bohemian Brewery, proud sponsor of your Salt Lake Bees. Join us for Go Google Night on Friday, September 23rd, as we unite as a community and in our part to strike out childhood cancer. Visit thehuntsman.org/go-go and donate to childhood cancer research right here in our own backyard. Huntsman Cancer Institute's mission is to understand where cancer from its beginnings, to use that knowledge in the creation and improvement of cancer treatments, to relieve the suffering of cancer patients, and to provide education about cancer risk, prevention, and care. Through your generous donations, you advance the work of Huntsman Cancer Institute. Tonight's game is brought to you by Barlow Service Experts, your local HVAC and plumbing company that delivers exceptional comfort and service on every job. The Salt Lake Bees and Smith's Ballpark are committed to creating a safe and enjoyable sports and entertainment experience. We therefore ask you to refrain from any disruptive behavior, such as obscene gestures, fighting, throwing objects, or attempting to enter the field or interrupt play. We do not permit abusive language, hate speech, racism, sexism, or homophobia. Spectators engaging in such behavior are subject to ejection and other penalties, including a lifetime ban. Please report any violations to the nearest guest services or security staff member. Thank you, and enjoy the game.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Salt Lake Bees in the opening game of a six-game series. Well, the Rainiers just wrapped up their longest homestand of the year with a victory on Sunday afternoon, walk-off style over Albuquerque. Rainiers won that game 9-8. They lost a one-run lead at the top of the ninth inning, but no trouble. They just went ahead and won the game at the bottom of the ninth inning without even making an out. They loaded up the bases, and Drew Ellis had the game-winning hit off of the right field fence to give Tacoma the 9-8 win over Albuquerque. So the Rainiers ended up splitting the six-game series with the Isotopes. Now they hit the road. Six games here in Salt Lake City against a team they have played a lot this year. Tacoma and Salt Lake have played one another 24 times already. This six-game series is their final meeting of the year. It'll be 30 games all told, or 20% of the Rainiers' entire schedule will have been against the Angels AAA club. It's been a close series, but Salt Lake does have the slight upper hand right now at 13 wins, while the Rainiers have won 11. Our starting pitchers today, Darren McCacken's on the mound for the Rainiers, 7-6 with a 4.77 ERA, which ranks seventh best in the Pacific Coast League. He'll be opposed by Salt Lake right-hander Davis Daniel. Daniel is 4-5 with a 5.72 ERA. It's Tacoma and Salt Lake in the opening game of a six-game series here in Salt Lake City. We'll be back with more on the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show right after this.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Salt Lake Bees tonight in Salt Lake City, Utah, here at Smith's Ballpark. Really nice weather right now, in the low 90s, a dry heat here in Salt Lake City, and just a beautiful view of the Wasatch Mountain Range today here on a partly cloudy but mostly blue-skied afternoon. Well, the Rainiers can come into this series thinking about maybe making a little move in the standings. Yeah, the Rainiers have been towards the bottom of the Western Division standings all season long, currently in fourth place among the five teams, but a chance to pass Salt Lake into third. Salt Lake is in third place in the division, 12 games out of first. The Rainiers only two games behind them coming into this six-game series, so if the Rainiers can take four out of six, they'll be tied with Salt Lake, and of course, could pass them with a better result over the course of this six-game series. The Rainiers do have their rehabbers along the for the ride here, too. Evan White has come with the club here on his rehab assignment, and he's in the starting lineup today playing first base. And while I'm not entirely sure if he's here today. We do think that Matthew Boyd will also pitch for the Red Ears during this road trip. So Tacoma does have that little bit of major league touch going on, too, during this series. The Red Ears lineup is strong right now. Lots of guys who have been to the major leagues with the Seattle Mariners are in the Red Ears lineup today. We'll get to the starting lineups when the pregame show continues after this.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable...
Members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Red Ears, who have a record of 53 wins and 64 losses. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for Tacoma, playing left field is Taylor Trammell. Batting second is first baseman Evan White. Hitting third, the second baseman Abraham Toro. In the cleanup spot, right fielder Jared Kelnick. Batting fifth is designated hitter Kyle Lewis. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Batting seventh, center fielder Forrest Wall. Hitting eighth is the shortstop Mason McCoy. And batting ninth, third baseman Drew Ellis. On the mound, Darren McCacken. McCacken 7-6 with a 4.77 ERA. The Salt Lake Bees are the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, a AAA affiliate. Their manager is Lou Marzin. They have a record of 55 wins and 62 losses. Leading off is the rehabbing major leaguer Matt Duffy. Duffy is at third base. Batting second and playing left field for Salt Lake, former Red Ear Dylan Thomas. Hitting third, the second baseman Michael Stefanik. In the cleanup spot, first baseman Mike Ford. Batting fifth is the designated hitter Matt Theiss. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Chad Wallach. Batting seventh is center fielder Steven Duggar. Hitting eighth, the shortstop Jake Palamaki. And batting ninth, right fielder Orlando Martinez. On the mound, Davis Daniel. Daniel is 4-5 with a 5.72 ERA. Our umpires, behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Robert Nunez. At first base is David Martinez, and over at third it's Randy Rosenberg. Tacoma and Salt Lake in the opening game of a six-game series here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch in the start of tonight's game right after this.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories. big connections and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now. Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the Grand Slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. We're about ready to start here in Salt Lake City, Utah. Taylor Trammell leads things off for the Rainiers, and he settles into the batter's box facing Davis Daniel, right-hander for the Bees. And Daniel with the first pitch of the game, and it swung on and blasted high and deep to right center field. Way back this goes. It is gone. A home run on the first pitch of the game for Taylor Trammell. He just blasts off to right center field, a towering drive. And the Rainiers have a 1-0 lead instantly here in Salt Lake City. Instant offense in every possible way. Very first pitch of the game, just absolutely crushed out of here by Taylor Trammell. So Trammell with four homers now in 18 games for Tacoma this season. And that gets things started. Here's Evan White, and White takes a strike on the outside edge. And it is 0-1. Now the next pitch, swing and a foul back. That is strike two. Evan White's been driving the ball out of the park in recent games. Three homers in his last five games. Now the 0-2 pitch is swung on and fouled off. Still no balls, two strikes. Davis Daniel, 4-5, 5.72 ERA for the Salt Lake Bees. He's pitched well against the Rainiers, although Tacoma has not faced him since May. 0-2 pitches outside for a ball. He's a 24-year-old. Well, now he's 25 out of Auburn University, the Angels' seventh-round pick in 2019. Here's his 1-2 pitch, and White takes outside, and the count's even 2-2. But in two starts against Tacoma, both early in the season, he has allowed just one earned run in 9 2/3 innings prior to today, and then the Rainiers have already homered. 2-2 to White, swung on and fouled out of play. Daniel's also coming off of a gem in his last start, which was at Reno last Tuesday, when he went six innings and allowed two runs, only one earned, and only three hits and no walks to the Aces. Here's his 2-2 to Evan White, and it is down low for a ball, 3-2. On the year in 67 2/3 innings, Daniel has struck out 56 and walked 24. And that home run that Trammell just hit was the 13th he has allowed. Now the pitch is hit high in the air towards left center field. This ball's got some carry to it. Duggar on the move in the alley. He's got to play it off the fence. And White will check it at second base with a long double. So Evan White doubles off the fence in left center field. And that is the first two-base hit of his rehab assignment with Tacoma this year. And now Abraham Toro will be the batter. Toro, switch hitter, bats left-handed against Daniel. And the pitch to him is a fastball in there for a strike, 0-1. Sort of a modified shift for the Angels on Toro with the shortstop and third baseman on the left side, but the second baseman, Stefanik, is well out on the outfield grass in the shifted position. So here's one up high for a ball. One ball, one strike to Toro. Toro, one of many Rainiers who had a good game at the plate on Sunday in the 9-8 victory over Albuquerque. 1-1 pitch, swung on, bounced to the right side to Stefanik, who charges it and picks it up and throws to first in time to get Toro. That's the first out of the game. Evan White moves up. He is at third now with one out. And Jared Kelnick coming to the plate. Kelnick hitting .297 for Tacoma in 63 games. 13 homers, .927 OPS. And the pitch is a ball, 1-0. Infield is drawn in and shifted. Three infielders on the right side. Jess Duffy, the third baseman, on the left side, and everyone's drawn in. 1-0 pitch to Kelnick, and it is low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. We're just underway in Salt Lake City. We're playing high-elevation baseball this week. We're about 4,500 feet above sea level here, so the ball carries farther in the air because of the thin air. There's no wind blowing right now. And 94, the game time temperature. It is dry here, though. Steers one in for ball three to Kelnick. 3-0 the count. Now the 3-0 to Kelnick. Misses ball four. He takes the four-pitch walk and heads down to first base. So now Kyle Lewis will be the batter. Lewis serving as the designated hitter today. This is just his third game since joining the Rainiers on this most recent option to AAA. Actually, the first time he's ever been optioned to AAA. Here's the pitch to the right-hand hitter, and it is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next offering misses for a ball. Daniel has now missed the strike zone with six straight pitches. There goes Kelnick. The pitch is high. The throw down to second is in time. They got him. Kelnick caught stealing. Chad Wallach's throw came in on a hop. Nice pick and tag by the second baseman, Stefanik. So Kelnick caught stealing. That's big now they're for the Bees. Now there are two outs in the inning, and they could get out of this with just the one run scoring. Now Tim Fedorovich comes out to talk to the plate umpire. And a quick conversation, too. And the count is 3-0. I think there was some question about the count. Three balls, no strikes, the count to Kyle Lewis. And the pitch is swung on and hit high in the sky to right field. He did not get all of this one. Orlando Martinez, the right fielder, makes the catch, and that is the final out in the top of the first. Well, the Red Ears get one run. The caught stealing cost them another, as that fly would have brought in White if there had been only one out. So one run on two hits, no errors, and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Tacoma 1, Salt Lake coming to the plate.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Red Ears get a run in the top of the first. Taylor Trammell hitting the very first pitch of the game out of the ballpark for a homer. So that gives the Red Ears an early lead. And Darren McCacken takes the mound now. The leadoff homer by Trammell was Tacoma's fourth first inning leadoff home run of this season. And only two players have done it. Kelnick did it twice, and that was the second time that Trammell has done it. Matt Duffy, the batter. McCacken's pitch grounded towards third on one hop, fielded by Ellis. Long throw to first in the dirt, but handling it is Evan White. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the first inning. Duffy grounds out to third base. And now Dylan Thomas will be the batter. Darren McCacken making his team leading 23rd start of the year. 7 wins and 6 losses is his record. His 4.77 ERA ranks 7th best among qualified pitchers in this league. He's 3rd in the league in innings pitched, a real workhorse, 122 and 2/3 innings this year. He has struck out 116 and walked 37. Throws a strike to his former teammate Dylan Thomas, 0-1 the count. Thomas hitting 300 on the button for Salt Lake. And he swings and fouls one back. And Thomas has 13 homers and a 900 OPS for the Bees. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch is inside, and that's a ball. One ball, two strikes. McCacken working with catcher Brian O'Keefe tonight. Around the diamond, the Red Ears have Evan White at first, Toro at second, McCoy at short, and Ellis at third. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Thomas. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a change, and down goes Thomas. There's the second out here at the top of the first inning. Or bottom of the first, pardon me. It was a long homestand. We're on the road now. Here's Michael Stefanik now, the Bees number three hitter in the lineup, hitting 295, two homers. 777 OPS for Salt Lake. And the pitch to him is called a strike. Outfield for the Red Ears today, Trammell in left, Wall in center, and Kelnick in right. Now the pitch from McCacken, grounded up the middle, ranging left McCoy. He scoops it up behind the bag, throws off balance to first, and stretching to reel it in is Evan White for the putout at first base. Nice play on both ends by McCoy and Evan White. And just like that, the bottom of the first inning is over. Three up, three down. Couple of ground outs and a strikeout. We head to the second inning of play here at Smith's Ballpark. It's Tacoma 1, Salt Lake nothing.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by MyFreddy's Rewards. Sign up today at FredMeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
1-0 right here as we go to the second inning of play here in Salt Lake City, Utah. Brian O'Keefe leading things off for Tacoma. He'll be followed by Forrest Wall and Mason McCoy. Davis Daniel on the hill, and his pitch to O'Keefe is bounced to the right side and fielded by Stefanik, and he throws out O'Keefe at first base. One pitch, one out in the bottom of, or the top of the second inning, and now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall had three hits and a walk on Sunday. He's hitting .405 in the month of August. 15 hits and 37 at bats. Pitch to Wall, taken for a strike. He's got his season average up to .260. OPS at .705. 0-1 pitch on its way from Daniel. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. So no balls, two strikes. The 0-2 coming. Swinging a tapper foul. Now Daniel into his motion. Here comes the 0-2 pitch on its way to Forrest Wall, and it is up high. One ball, two strikes. Wall, second in the league in stolen bases, coming into play today with 34. 1-2 pitch is down and in. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 is swung on and tapped to the right side, charged and fielded by Stefanik. Throw to first, close play, in time for the out. And two men are gone. That was very close at first base. Everyone waiting for the call from first base umpire David Martinez. So two down, and now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy swinging a hot bat, hitting .244 on the year now. A career high 15 homers, .758 OPS. And the pitch to him is taken for a strike. He comes into play on a five-game hitting streak with three home runs during the five games. 0-1 pitch to McCoy. Outside for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1. Outside, two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch is driven towards right. This is deep. It is back, and it is off the fence. McCoy's digging for second. He better hustle. Here comes the throw, and he slides in safely. Mason McCoy doubles off the right field fence. A line drive two-bagger, his 16th double of the year, and it comes with two outs here at the top of the second inning. Rainiers put a man in scoring position for Drew Ellis. Line drive double off the right field fence. So a six-game hitting streak for McCoy. And now Drew Ellis is the hitter. He had the game-winning hit on Sunday. Rainiers were off yesterday. The whole league was off yesterday. Daniel said, here's his pitch, and it's high for a ball. Ellis hitting 219 for Tacoma in 42 games with eight homers. 783 OPS. One oh is taken for a strike, and the count goes to 1-1. Here comes the 1-1, and it is a breaking ball outside, 2-1. Red Ears lead 1-0. We're at the top of the second inning in Salt Lake City. Now the 2-1 pitch is coming, and it is swung on and tapped foul on the third base side along the ground. Counts even now, 2-2. Ellis easing back into the batter's box now. Here comes the 2-2 pitch on its way with a runner at second and two outs, and Ellis lines it into right field, a base hit. Coming up with it is Martinez. He fires to the plate. McCoy slides safe at the plate ahead of the tag from Wallach. And the right ears lead it 2-0 on Drew Ellis's RBI single to right field. Close play at the plate. The right fielder Orlando Martinez threw a one-hop strike to Chad Wallach, the catcher. And McCoy just did slide in safely ahead of the tag. So the Red Ears with a two-out rally here. And it's 2-0 Tacoma, and a man on at first with two down for Trammell, who launched the first pitch of the game for a homer last inning. And they shift him, and the pitch is cranked foul down the right field line. Strike one. So 0-1 the count to Taylor Trammell. Now the 0-1 pitch pulled to the right side. The second baseman Stefanik on the outfield grass has it, and he throws out Trammell for the final out at the top of the second inning. Right here's add a run, though. One run on two hits. There were no errors. One runner left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
2-0 is our score. Red Deers lead Salt Lake. We head to the bottom of the second inning here at Smith's Ballpark. Darren McCackett on the mound. He retired the side in order in the first. Leading off for Salt Lake in the second, then, is their cleanup hitter, Mike Ford, who began the year with the Tacoma Rainiers and has just resurfaced in the league with Salt Lake, the latest stop on his journey through professional baseball this season. Series one down and into Ford. He has been on some kind of an adventure, moving from team to team in the majors and in AAA. Now the 1-0 to Ford, high for a ball, 2-0. He has just been going from club to club on waiver claims, including 2 different tours with the Mariners, a run with San Francisco and Atlanta. And he strokes a ball into right center, a base hit, and he is on to get things started in the bottom of the second inning. Mike Ford singles, and he's aboard for Matt Theis. Theis, the DH for Salt Lake tonight, hitting .267 in 76 games for the Bees with 10 homers and an .815 OPS. Now the pitch is lined towards second, past Toro and into right center. That's a base hit. Over to cut it off his wall. Ford goes to third base, and it's a sharp single for Theis. And runners are at the quarters with nobody out at the bottom of the second inning, and that was a well-struck ball. So the Bees have runners at first and third with no one out for Chad Wallach. Their catcher hitting .201 with 8 homers and a .647 OPS. McCacken comes set. And the pitch is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 0-1. Rainiers lead 2-0, but the Bees threatening in a big way here with runners at first and third and nobody out. McCackett's 0-1 pitch pulled to third, flagged down by Ellis, goes to second for one, on to first for two, and Ford had to hold at third base. The Rainiers get a double play with runners at the quarters, and the runner at third could not score. It was a one-hop shot to Ellis at third, right to him, and it was in his glove instantly, and Ford couldn't break to the plate with the ball already in the third baseman's glove, so he had to just stand there while the Rainiers ran it around the horn. Ellis to Toro to White. Just like that, two-men are gone, runner at third base, and Jake Palamaki is the batter. And the switch hitter batting left takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Pardon me, this is Steven Duggar at the plate. Duggar batting for Salt Lake, left-hand hitter, and he swings and misses. There's strike two. Duggar's in just his 5th game since joining Salt Lake after being sent down by the Angels. The 0-2 pitch from McCacken is outside for a ball, 1-2. Now the 2-1 pitch, or the 1-2, pardon me, is outside, 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch from McCacken is a breaking ball that just misses ball 3. So full count now, 3-2. These last 2 pitches have barely missed. Three-two coming to Duggar. And it is a called strike three. Got him with a slider, and down goes Duggar, and the inning is over, and McCackett escapes the jam. In the bottom of the second inning, no runs on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the third inning. It's Tecoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tecoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The city of Tecoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the third inning. It's Tecoma 2, Salt Lake nothing. Evan White, Abraham Toro, and Jared Keldick do up this inning for the Red Ears against Davis Daniel. And the pitch is a swing and a miss by White. There's strike one, first pitch slider from Daniel. White hit a long double to the gap in left center field. It hit off the fence here in Salt Lake City. Now the 0-1 is swung on and popped up into shallow right. Back goes Stefanik, the second baseman, caught off by the right fielder Martinez, who gloves it. That's the first out of the inning. And now Toro will hit. So we're in Salt Lake City. We talked a little bit about the high elevation, 4,500 feet approximately above sea level. And this ballpark has very deep outfield fences because of that. Now the pitch to Toro is in there for a strike. It's 420 feet to the fence in straightaway center, about 425 unmarked in right center. Now the 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. And the even straightaway left field's about 385. Now the 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled back by Toro. 1-2, and those deep outfield fences mean that there is more square footage in the outfield between the outfielders. The gaps are larger, there's more territory the outfielders have to cover, and now the pitch is fouled off on the third base side. So not only do you see more home runs here because of the high elevation, but also you get more extra base hits. And it is a real triples ballpark, too. See a lot of triples here. 1-2 pitch. Up high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. And the 2-2 pitch to Toro is inside, ball three. Full count. Three balls, two strikes. One out, no one on, top of the third. Rainier's off to an early 2-0 lead tonight. Payoff pitch coming. And it is called ball four by the automated ball strike system. Just outside, according to the computer. The Rainier's will take it. Toro heads down to first base. And now Jared Keldick will be the batter. Kelnick walked his first time up on four pitches. The pitch to Kalnick is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Now, time called by Kalnick in the batter's box. It's going to take a moment and reset. Now the pitch. And Kalnick takes a strike. Kalnick was not ready for that pitch. Not sure what happened there, but he was not. He'd been standing in the batter's box ready to hit, and then when the pitch was actually thrown, he was kind of rested. So now he's back in the batter's box behind the count, 0-2. And the pitch from Daniel is taken outside. 1-2. Now the next pitch, just outside. 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch on its way. And it is a little high ball 3, and Kalnick has worked a full count, 3-2. And there have been some close pitches during this plate appearance. The 3-2 is coming with a runner at first and one out. There goes Toro. The pitch is swung on, hit to right field, pretty deep. Martinez back at the track, and he makes the catch. And that's the second out of the inning. Kalnick did not get all of that one. It was a little up the handle of his bat. So Kalnick flies out to right. Toro had to hastily retreat back to first base, and two down for Kyle Lewis. Lewis flied out to right field his first time up today. He's 0-1. Daniel's pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Daniel has made just 15 starts this year for Salt Lake, this being number 16 today. He spent some time in the big leagues without pitching this year on two different occasions. Once he was officially called up to the majors, that was on June 11th, he did not appear in a game and was optioned back to AAA. So he has not yet made his major league debut. Hopefully he'll get a chance. So now the 0-1 is high for a ball, 1-1. And then major league teams are still allowed to carry a taxi squad with them in the big leagues. Something that started with COVID, the first COVID season in the majors, 2020, that they continue now. The Mariners don't really use it. So now the 1-1 is over for a strike, 1-2. But the Angels, especially earlier this year, were very active carrying AAA players with them in the big leagues on the taxi squad. And Davis Daniel was on the Angels' major league taxi squad for almost the entire month of July. Just not pitching anywhere except for bullpen sessions. 1-2 pitches up high. 2-2. So an even count to Kyle Lewis with a runner at first base and two outs at the top of the third inning. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Lewis goes down swinging, and Daniel has his first strikeout of the night. No runs for Tacoma in the third. No hits or errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the bottom of the third inning in Salt Lake City. Tacoma leading the Bees 2-0. Darren McCacken on the hill this evening. He'll face Jake Palamaki, Orlando Martinez, and Matt Duffy here in the bottom of the third inning. McCacken got out of a jam in the second. Here's his pitch to Palamaki, and it is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is hit in the air towards the shallow left center, ranging over Trammell. He's there, and he makes the catch. Two pitches, one out. Palamaki retired, and now Orlando Martinez will hit. Martinez batting .220 with three homers, .633 OPS. He was with Salt Lake when the Rainiers faced the Bees early in the season. Then got sent to AA, played there for a while, played really well there, actually, and now is back in AAA again. And he takes a pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 on its way to Martinez, and this is hit in the air to the second baseman, Toro, who's back on the outfield grass, and he makes the catch, and there is out number two. Orlando Martinez pops up to the second baseman. And here comes the rehabbing major leaguer, Matt Duffy. Duffy on the Angels injured list since June 27th with what was originally called back spasms, but proved to be a little more serious than that. He's been out for almost 2 months. And he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. This is the Matt Duffy who was with San Francisco, was on their World Series championship team in 2014. Now the 0-1 pitch, called a strike. Count goes to 0-2. Kacken using the fastball to get ahead. So no balls, two strikes to Duffy. And the pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Duffy on three pitches, and McCacken has his third strikeout of the game. Three up, three down at the bottom of the third. We head to the fourth with the score, Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Ready for an MVP move? Using water wisely can lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Water early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. Weather-based irrigation systems can also reduce overwatering and save you time. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart. Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the fourth inning, Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing. Rainiers with Brian O'Keefe, Forrest Wall, and Mason McCoy do up this inning against the right-hander Davis Daniel. O'Keefe stands in. Here we go. First pitch of the fourth inning is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. O'Keefe grounded out to the second baseman his last time up. 0-1 today. Now the 1-0 pitch is swung on and pulled in the air to left, and coming in and reaching down to make the catch is Dylan Thomas, and there's the first out in the top of the fourth inning. O'Keefe had some topspin on that ball coming off his bat, and Thomas in left field had to charge in to catch it as it was sinking rapidly. So one out, and now Forrest Wall will be the batter. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now, a strike called to Wall, 1-1. Salt Lake was just in Reno prior to this series. They dropped four of the six games there, including the last three in a row. So they've got that streak coming into today's contest. Here's one outside to Wall. They got shut down by Dre Jameson of Reno on Sunday. Lost the game 4-1. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 2-2. Jameson allowed just three hits and one run over seven innings. He's had some better outings recently for Reno, the hard-throwing righty who dials it up to 98, but was allowing a ton of runs early in the year. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and Wall has struck out, and two men are gone at the top of the fourth inning. Second strikeout for Davis Daniel. And now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. Reno won that game Sunday. They still have a comfortable lead in the division, which, you know, the whole league was off yesterday. Vegas won on Sunday with a five-run rally at the bottom of the eighth. They beat Sacramento 6-3. Here's one outside to McCoy, and Vegas keeping pace, but they're eight games behind Reno with just 33 to go. Here's one down low to McCoy, 2-0 the count. The East is where we could have a real good race. Here's one in for a strike to McCoy. First place Oklahoma City lost in 10 innings on Sunday at Sugarland, 5-4, with Sugarland scoring the winning run on a Alex DeGoti squeeze bunt. 2-1 in for a strike to McCoy. And then second place El Paso also went to extra innings. They won at Round Rock 2-1 in 10 innings. Jesse Schultens with a save in the 10th with a one-run lead, keeping that automatic runner at second base. And in a 10-inning game, El Paso had only two hits and one at Round Rock, 2-1. 2-2 pitch to Mason McCoy. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that does it for the Rainiers in the top of the fourth inning. Three up, three down. All of a sudden, Davis Daniel has retired five in a row. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
On we go to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Salt Lake City, Utah. Tacoma leading the Bees 2-0. Darren McCackett on the mound tonight. He'll face Dylan Thomas, Michael Stefanik, and Mike Ford here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Thomas struck out swinging his first time up. He's with the Rainiers pretty much all of last year, other than a brief interlude in the big leagues with the Mariners. He takes a strike. And Thomas has been up a little bit with the Angels this year, appearing in eight major league games. 0-1 pitch to Thomas. Swing and a miss out in front of a breaking ball there. Strike two. So 0-2 the count to Dylan Thomas. Thomas calls time, steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now the 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. He's talking about some of the news from the PCL on Sunday night's games, since there was nothing yesterday, as here's one up high for a ball. But I wanted to note that El Paso won their game 2-1 at Round Rock. We've talked about that. One of their runs scored when Eggy Rosario homered. The 2-2 is fouled off. And it was Rosario's 20th homer of the year. He also has 20 stolen bases. And Eggy Rosario is the first 2020 player in the fairly brief history of the El Paso Chihuahuas. So here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Thomas. McCackett got him with his slider. Fourth strikeout for McCackett, and the second time he has fanned Dylan Thomas, his former teammate from last year. And now Michael Stefanik is the batter. McCackett, unbelievably, is making his seventh start of the year against Salt Lake. So here's a swing and a foul back by Stefanik. Seven starts this year against Salt Lake. And you know what? There's a chance he could have an eighth if he comes back and pitches the final game of this series on Sunday, which is a distinct possibility. 0-1 pitch to Stefanik is outside for a ball, 1-1. On one pitch, inside, two balls, one strike. McCacken came into play with a season ERA of 4.77. His ERA in his first six starts against Salt Lake, 4.91, just a smidge higher. Sears went inside to Stefanik. Two balls, one strike. Now this pitch is in for a called strike. Now the pitch is a called strike three. Down he goes, and Stefanik with a rare strikeout in the PCL. He does not strike out often, but he just went down looking at a slider. That's three straight strikeouts for McCacken going back to last inning. He's up to 121 strikeouts on the year now. And he is ranked in the top five in the league. Now a swing and a miss by Ford at the first pitch. And that is strike one. Last year, the Red Ears did not have a pitcher reach 100 strikeouts. Next pitch to Ford down low for a ball. McCacken was the closest. He had 99 in 20 starts and 115 innings. But he surpassed that workload this year. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Chance to strike out the side. The 1-2 to Ford. Swung on and dribbled in front of the plate. Picked up by O'Keefe. He throws out the slow-moving Mike Ford at first base for the final out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Three up, three down. McCacken has retired eight in a row. We go to the fifth. It is Tecoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Two to nothing is our score. Tecoma with a lead over Salt Lake. Rainier scored in the first and the second innings, one run each, and then haven't had a hit since. We'll see if that changes here in the fifth. Drew Ellis leading things off. He takes a strike. It is 0-1. Ellis's two-out RBI single in the second inning is the Rainier's most recent hit tonight. The 0-1 from Davis Daniel is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. 0-2 the count. Next pitch. And a check swing. And he went, says the first base umpire, David Martinez. And that's strike three. So fourth strikeout for Daniel tonight. One away in the fifth. And now Taylor Trammell is the batter. Now here's one in for a called strike to Trammell, who hit the first pitch of this game for a homer to right center. And the 0-1 swing and a miss. There's strike two. There's activity in the Bees bullpen. Daniel hasn't thrown that many pitches, right around 70. 0-2 is just a little bit low for a ball. 1-2. One, two is high, a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Now time called by Trammell, right when Daniel was about ready to pitch. Two balls, two strikes to the Rainiers outfielder playing left today, Trammell. Now the 2-2. Breaking pitch outside, ball three, a curve from Daniel that stayed away. Full count 3-2 with Evan White on deck. 3-2 pitch is swung on, pulled to the shifted second baseman Stefanik, who fields it on a hop, and he throws out Trammell at first base, and there are two outs in the top of the fifth inning. And now Evan White will be the hitter. White doubled off the fence in left center in the first inning, flied out to right field in the third, so he's 1-for-2 tonight. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. And the 0-1 is a swing and a miss. 0-2 the count to White. Rehabbing from sports hernia surgery now, but really he's had hip trouble as far back as May of 2021. Takes one down low for a ball, 1-2. Good story on him in the News Tribune today on how he's recovering and kind of managing it. Now the 1-2 pitch bounced up the middle near the second base bag, fielded by Stefanik, and he throws out White at first base, and that does it for Tacoma at the top of the fifth inning. 3-up, 3-down. We head to the bottom of the fifth. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Leading out for your Salt Lake Bees in the
2-0, Tacoma leads Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Darren McCacken on the mound. He's retired 8 straight. The last man to reach was Matt Theis, who singled in the second inning, and Theis is leading things off now in the bottom of the fifth. McCacken into his motion to the pitch is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike two. So McCacken ahead of the count, 0-2. He's already struck out 5 tonight. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it is a fastball up high. 1-2. McCacken's become a real staple in the Red Ears rotation these last 2 years. Very steady. The 1-2 pitch is inside for a ball, 2-2. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul tip, still 2-2. Now the 2-2 pulled to the right side and scooped up there by Toro, the second baseman, and an easy toss to first to get Theis. And there's the first out at the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Chad Wallach will be the batter. Wallach grounded into a double play his first time up. And he lines one over the leaping McCoy and into left field, a base hit. And Wallach is on, and that ends the string of 9 straight batters retired by McCacken. Sharp single to left for Wallach. And now Steven Duggar will be the batter. Duggar struck out looking on a full count pitch his first time up. Now McCacken with the pitch, and it is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. That is strike one. Now the next pitch is reached for and looped down the third baseline. That's trouble. It's going to fall in fair territory and then bounce into foul ground where Trammell's trying to corral it. Going all the way to third is Wallach as Trammell does throw it into second base. A bloop single off the end of the bat for Steven Duggar, and now Salt Lake is threatening for the second time in this game. They have runners at first and third with Jake Palamaki now coming to the plate. Hoping for a double play ball. The pitch is swung out and fouled back. There's strike one. Palamaki entered play today with an 8-game hitting streak and having reached base in 12 straight games. He's also Salt Lake's best hitter with runners in scoring position, hitting .500, 18 hits and 36 at-bats in situations such as this one. 0-1 the count. McCacken's pitch is swung on and popped up on the right side, and this is playable. Evan White in foul ground, plenty of room, and he makes the catch, and there's the second out of the inning, And a big one right there. The runners can't go anywhere. Two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. So here's Orlando Martinez, who popped up his first time up today. Brian O'Keefe went to the mound to go talk to McCacken, and they're still chatting out there now, going over the situation and just kind of taking a break for a moment. Wallach at third, Duggar at first, two outs. Orlando Martinez coming to the plate. McCacken is ready. Here's his pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. And the 1-0 pitch swung on, popped up foul. That's out of play. Evens up the count, 1-1. Rainiers lead 2-0. Two on, two out at the bottom of the fifth. Darren McCacken with his 1-1 pitch on its way to Martinez, and it is swung on and fouled back, strike two. Fan making the play on the rebound. So 1-2 the count. And the pitch is fouled off again, third base side. That time the runner from first was on the move. Duggar trying to steal, or at least get a jump start. Count still, 1-2. McCacken getting the sign from O'Keefe. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Orlando Martinez. And the runner from first goes again, and it's hit in the air to left. Trammell in, he's there, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning, and McCacken escapes the jam in the fifth. No runs on two hits, no errors, two runners left on. We go to the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
Baseball's future is here on MILB-TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB-TV. Baseball's future is here.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Keenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
We have that flat weave shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Can someone run a stock check on all the Moroccan 8x10s?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With our newest unlimited plan, everyone's welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for four lines with autopay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever.
Did he say $30?
Yep, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds.
We go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing. New pitcher into the ballgame for the Bees, right-hander Kyle Bearclaw. He's on in relief of Davis Daniel, who had a solid start for Salt Lake, going five innings, allowing four hits and two runs. He walked two and struck out four. Abraham Toro is going to lead things off for Tacoma against Kyle Bearclaw, who's in his 28th AAA appearance of the season. 4-3 with a 3.34 ERA. And his pitch is a fastball outside, ball one. Bearclaw, big strikeout numbers, as is his tradition. 44 strikeouts in 29 and two-thirds innings. He has walked 21. Now the 1-0 pitch is up and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Toro, Kelnick, and Lewis coming up for Tacoma here in the sixth. And the pitch is in for a called strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Pitch is hit in the air towards left, struck pretty well. Back is Thomas, still back at the track, and he makes the catch on the warning track. And that is the first out in the top of the sixth inning. Toro gave it a ride to left field. That ball kept on sailing, but caught by Thomas. Now Jared Kelnick is the batter. He has walked and flied to deep right tonight, 0-1. Now the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1 the count to Kelnick. Now this one, swing and a miss. Strike two. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Kelnick from Bearclaw, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three, and a strikeout for Kelnick that is becoming increasingly rarer. That is just the second time he has struck out in his last 28 at-bats. So two away in the top of the sixth. Kyle Lewis now the batter. He's 0-2 today, and he swings and drives one towards center, but this is playable for Duggar, who makes the catch, and the inning is over. The Red Ears go down in order at the top of the sixth inning. Three up, three down. We head to the bottom of the sixth. It remains Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Salt Lake City. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing. Darren McCacken's allowed four hits through five scoreless innings. He has struck out five and walked none. His pitch count at 58 as we go to the bottom of the sixth. He'll face the top of the order. It'll be Matt Duffy, Dylan Thomas, and Michael Stefanik. Duffy's 0-2. He has grounded out and struck out so far. Major leaguer on a rehab assignment. And McCacken's pitch to Duffy is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch is inside for a ball. Now a swing and a pop-up into shallow left. Coming in is Trammell. He's there, and he makes the catch. And there's the first out at the bottom of the sixth. McCacken gets Duffy to fly out to shallow left field. And now Dylan Thomas will be the batter. Thomas has struck out twice against McCacken today. The right-hander with his pitch, and it is a slider for a called strike. Started outside and broke back in and caught the outside corner to Dylan Thomas. Now the 0-1 swung on and hit foul off the end of the bat on the third baseline. 0-2 the count. And McCacken ready with the 0-2 pitch. And there's another slider, third one in a row. This one's outside, though. One ball, two strikes. And the 1-2 pitch up high with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Thomas, and McCacken has struck him out three times today. So two away. And now Michael Stefanik will hit. That is six strikeouts for McCacken today. Stefanik's 0-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. And McCacken's pitch is over for a called strike, 0-1. Next pitch is hits Stefanik. He's plunked by the pitch. That one got away from McCacken, and Stefanik reaches with two outs. It was a slider that hit Stefanik in the leg as he was turning away from it. So now Mike Ford comes to the plate, left-hand hitter with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch, and it is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-0 to Mike Ford. Ford singled in the second inning pretty sharply. The Red Deer shift him with three infielders on the right side, and Ford was able to find a hole on the right side anyway back in the second. One-oh pitch in there for a strike. Ford's in just his sixth game since joining Salt Lake. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, pulled deep down the right field line. If it's fair, it's trouble. It is a foul ball. That was close. Foul ball down the line. Strike two to Ford. he hits that ball 10 feet to the left, we would be all tied up. So one ball, two strikes, the count to Ford. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider, down he goes, and that closes out the sixth inning. Strikeout number seven for Darren McCacken. No runs for the Bees. No hits or errors, one man left. We go to the seventh inning. It's Tecoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Tacoma Public Utilities is celebrating TPU Night at the Rainiers this month in honor of over 400 employees who have reached significant milestones from 10 years to 45 years of service in their career at the utility. TPU Night at the Rainiers supports the TPU Senior Assistance Fund, which provides one-time grants to qualifying seniors in our community who experience unexpected hardship causing challenges in making their utility payment. The Tacoma Rainiers joins TPU in celebrating their employees. Congratulations, TPU honorees.
On we go to the seventh inning here in Salt Lake City. Tecoma leading 2-0. Darren McCacken working on a four-hit shutout. Salt Lake, meanwhile, has brought in its third pitcher of the night. Relief man Gerardo Reyes in from the pen. He's on in relief of Kyle Bearclaw, who went one three-up, three-down inning with a strikeout. So Reyes in from the pen. 3-4 on the year, has five saves, and a 3.79 ERA. This is his 38th appearance out of the Bees bullpen. His first pitch to Brian O'Keefe is swung on and popped up foul behind the plate. Wallach over for a look, but this one lands in the seats and is a souvenir. Strike one. Each team with four hits, but the Red Ears managing to score two runs with theirs. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it is high for a ball. 1-1 to O'Keefe. Rainier scored on the first pitch of the game today when Taylor Trammell hit a titanic homer to right center field. First pitch swinging, leading off the first. Now a swing and a miss by O'Keefe, and he's behind in the count 1-2. Then the Rainiers had a little two-out rally in the second when McCoy doubled off the right field fence and Drew Ellis singled him in. Here's the 1-2 to O'Keefe, and this is hit high in the air to right field, and it's got some carry to it. Martinez at the track makes the catch right up against the fence. O'Keefe flies to deep right, one away in the top of the seventh inning. That was close. Now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall has grounded out and struck out so far. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Strike Now this one is a swing and a miss. Strike two. O-2 pitch, called strike three. Wall knew it. He goes down looking at two men are gone here at the top of the seventh inning. Forrest Wall strikes out. That's six strikeouts recorded by Salt Lake pitchers tonight. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. In the Rainiers bullpen, Matthew Boyd, the Mariner on a rehab assignment here. He's warming up. So I guess McCacken's done after six innings. So here's one that misses for a ball to McCoy. One-oh pitch, swung on, pulled into left. There's a base hit as that gets down in front of Dylan Thomas, and it is a two-out single for Mason McCoy, his second hit of the game. And now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis one for two with an RBI single. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now, pitch in there for a strike, it's 0-2. Behind here. Now a swing and a miss, strike three, and Ellis goes down swinging on three pitches, and that does it for the Red Ears at the top of the seventh inning. No runs on a hit, there were no errors, and one runner left on base. It's the seventh inning stretch here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah. Our scores, Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here in Salt Lake City. Right here is leading 2-0 over the Bees. And during the seventh inning stretch, take me out to the ball game was, I guess we could say sung by, but, you know, I don't know. He tried. It was performed by Steve Klauke, voice of the Salt Lake Bees, who recently called his 4,000th Bees game. It's called every game since the team rejoined the PCL in 1994, and he just hit 4,000 the other day on a road trip in Reno, and they're celebrating him today. And part of the celebration, he got to throw out the first pitch, but they made him sing the seventh inning stretch. All right, here we go. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Matthew Boyd, to take the mound, and he throws to Matt Theis and gets a chopper up the middle on the first pitch that's flagged down by McCoy, and he throws out Theis at first base. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Boyd's on in relief of Darren McCacken, who tossed six shutout innings of four-hit ball. Just another gem from McCacken. He had no walks, struck out seven. There was one batter hit by a pitch. That was it. The hits he allowed were all singles. He was in two jams and got out of both of them. Now Boyd's pitch to Chad Wallach is in there for a called strike. Oh, and one the count. Next pitch misses outside for a ball. Mariners game just getting started as they host the Washington Nationals tonight for the first of a two-game series. So there's a swing and a miss. And the count's 1-2 to Wallach. Meanwhile, the parent club of the Bees, the Angels, have already gotten smoked today by Tampa, 11-1. Mike Trout did hit a homer for the Angels' lone run. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Boyd fans, Chad Wallach, and there's the second out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Boyd in his last rehab appearance went two innings, which is what the Mariners envisioned from him when they traded for him at the deadline from San Francisco, even though he was on the IL and remains on the IL, coming back from flexor tendon surgery. But they envision him as a multiple inning reliever down the stretch this year. So now the pitch to Steven Duggar is a swing and a miss and a breaking ball. There's strike one. The major league rosters expand by two on September 1st. So they can add two more guys. So now the 0-1 to Duggar is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. And it seems like if he's not summoned before then, it seems like September 1st would be Boyd's time to return to the majors. As here's one inside to Duggar. Count goes to 1-2. Boyd tried to put him away. It's into his motion in the 1-2 pitch. Tapped back towards the mound. Boyd picks it up and throws high to first, but Evan White reels it in for the putout, and that closes out the bottom of the seventh inning. Three up, three down, and we are headed to the eighth inning of play here in Salt Lake City. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
We go to the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing. Taylor Trammell leading things off. Some changes for Salt Lake, including a new pitcher, Oliver Ortega, and his pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Ortega in relief of Gerardo Reyes, who worked a scoreless inning, allowing one hit, no walks, two strikeouts. Ortega's 0-1 pitch to Trammell is up high for a ball. They also have a new third baseman, Jake Gatewood, now in at third, replacing the rehabbing Matt Duffy. And Gatewood bats in the leadoff spot in the Salt Lake lineup. 1-1 pitch is high and away to Trammell. Two balls, one strike to Trammell, who got us started with a 443-foot home run to right center field on the first pitch of the game. 2-1 pitch is yanked foul down the right field line towards the B's bullpen. That sends the guy scrambling out of the way. Two balls, two strikes. Oliver Ortega. And his 13th appearance for Salt Lake. He's been in the big leagues a bit this year. And Trammell hits this next pitch into right field, a base hit. Found some outfield grass out there amidst the shift. And the Raiders have the leadoff man on here at the top of the eighth inning. So Taylor Trammell singles to right field to get things started. And now Evan White will be the batter. Well, dusk starting to settle in here in Salt Lake City, and the lights here at Smith's Ballpark beginning to take some effect on the diamond as the pitch to Evan White is up and in, and it just missed him. That is ball one. Yeah, the 1-0. Is coming. And a swing and a bouncer up the middle. Stefanik has it. Flips it behind the back to the shortstop in time for the out. They get the force on Trammell. Stefanik moving up the middle behind second base, reaching with the glove on his left hand across his body to backhand it as he was spinning, and he picked the ball with the glove and then made the exchange to his throwing hand as his back was to second base, so he just kind of flipped it behind his back to the shortstop Palamaki for the force out on Trammell. Nice play. They get the force out there. Now Evan White's at first with one out. Pitch to Abraham Toro is a little bit high for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 the count. Next pitch coming, and it is in there for a strike. 96 on the gun from Ortega. 1-1 the count. And this pitch is waved at and missed by Toro. Curveball there from Oliver Ortega. 1-2 the count. And this pitch is in the dirt for a ball. 2-2. Ortega's been in 27 major league games this year with the Angels, posting a 3.71 ERA in the American League. 2-2 pitch to Toro is high, ball three. Full count, one out. White does not go. The pitch is grounded right to the shortstop, or to Gatewood, the third baseman on the shift. They go to the shortstop for one, on to first for two. A double play to end the inning. 5-6-3 if you're keeping score, and that closes out the top of the eighth. No runs on a hit, no errors, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Smith's Ballpark. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. load the bases, and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
When was the last time you changed your spark plugs? Replacing your spark plugs can restore the efficiency and performance of your vehicle. Stop by and get a $12 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase four or more select Iridium spark plugs. Get better performance with new spark plugs from your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were laying on the horn while driving, let me say it again. Are you a race car driver? Because if you are, you're in the wrong car and you took a wrong turn off the track a while ago. And all those cars you're trying to pass all save money with Progressive Snapshot, while you probably don't. So who's really winning? And if you did hear it the first time, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing in this opener of a six-game series. It's Salt Lake City, Utah. All the games until Sunday are going to start at 5:35 p.m. Pacific time. So you could just plan on tuning in then this week until Sunday. Sunday's a day game in the final game of the series. Matthew Boyd still on the mound. First pitch to Jake Palamaki is rolled foul up the first baseline, and there's strike one. Palamaki, 0 for 2, has an eight-game hitting streak on the line here at the bottom of the eighth inning. Oh, and one the count. And the pitch from Boyd is taken up high for a ball. One and one to count. Boyd working quickly now. The 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. Boyd going to the changeup there to get ahead of Palamaki. Boyd winds, and the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, another changeup, and down goes Palamaki, and Boyd has his second strikeout. One out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Rainiers leading 2-0, and now Orlando Martinez is the batter. Martinez has popped up and flied out, 0 for 2 today, left versus left here. And the pitch from Boyd is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch is struck well to the gap in left center field, and that's going to go through to the fence, short hopping the wall. Martinez is going to head into second base and stop there with a double as the ball's back into the infield now. A one-out double for Orlando Martinez, and that is Salt Lake's first extra base hit of this game. It's just their fifth hit of the night and their first hit since the fifth inning. So the Bees have a man in scoring position, and they have the tying run coming to the plate in the form of a power hitter, Jake Gatewood, who's batting for his first time today. Gatewood came in the top of this inning defensively, replacing the rehabbing Matt Duffy at third base. He's hitting .231 with 16 homers, a .769 OPS. Gatewood is ready in the batter's box. Boyd's pitch is a breaking ball up and away, a slider, 1-0 the count. Now Boyd is ready. Here's his 1-0 pitch on its way to Gatewood, and it's in there for a strike. Another slider, this one in the zone. So 1-1 the count to Gatewood. And the 1-1 outside for a ball with a fastball. 92 on the gun. Two balls, one strike. Here comes the 2-1, and it's a swing and a miss and a change, and the count's even now, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, runner at second, one out of the eighth. Dylan Thomas on deck for Salt Lake. Boyd is ready. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three. The ball gets away from O'Keefe. He's got to pick it up and throw to first for the putout, and he does. Martinez advances to third. An off-speed pitch from Boyd. And kind of a awkward-looking hack at it by Gatewood. I don't think this pitch was a strike. And it clanged off the mitt of O'Keefe and rolled away. That's going to be a passed ball on O'Keefe. Gatewood strikes out. 2-3 on the putout with the passed ball, and the runner is at third. With two down and Dylan Thomas the batter. Rainiers have started some bullpen work. Thomas 0 for 3 with three strikeouts against McCacken. Now he faces the lefty Boyd. And the pitch is in there for a strike with a first pitch fastball. It's 0-1. Two outs in the eighth. Rainiers lead 2-0. Salt Lake with a runner at third. 0-1 pitch to Dylan Thomas. And it is swung on and chopped towards first, just foul. So that is simply a foul ball and a strike, 0-2 the count. White fielded that grounder behind the first base bag in foul territory. So 0-2 the count to Dylan Thomas with two outs. Boyd is ready. And here comes the 0-2 pitch on its way. And it is swung on, hit in the air towards left field. Not deep. Trammell creeps in a step or two, and he makes the catch. That's the final out of the inning. Dylan Thomas flies out to left field. And Salt Lake does not score in the eighth. They had a hit. They leave a runner stranded. We go to the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
On we go to the ninth inning, all with Tacoma leading 2-0 as Jared Kaldick will lead things off. New pitcher is Jose Marte out of the Salt Lake pen, and his first pitch to Kaldick hits him on the foot, and Kaldick tosses the bat aside and jogs down to first base. Kelnick plunked by the pitch, and that's how the ninth inning starts. Jose Marte on in relief of Oliver Ortega, who pitched a scoreless eighth inning, allowing one hit, the rest of his line all zeros. Marte's in his 32nd appearance, 0-2 with three saves, a 5.97 ERA. Kyle Lewis now the batter, and the pitch is called a strike, 0-1 the count. Now Marte with the next pitch to Lewis, swing and a miss at a breaking ball. That is strike two. Rainiers are warming up. Drew Steckenrider in the bullpen. O-2 pitch outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes to Kyle Lewis. Pitch swung on, chopped toward short on one big hop to Palamaki, goes to second for one, on to first for two. They double up Kyle Lewis. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. Keeps 0 for 3 tonight. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth inning, Salt Lake's going to have its 3, 4, and 5 hitters coming up. It's always the case, isn't it? Here's a swing and a foul. Pop up first base side. Ford over in foul ground and runs out of room. Can't get it. One ball, one strike to O'Keefe. So for Salt Lake in the bottom of the ninth, it's going to be Stefanik, Mike Ford, and Matt Theis. Two outs, no one on. The 1-1 to O'Keefe. Down low for a ball, 2-1. Yeah, 2-1 pitch, called a strike. Counts even, 2-2. Now this pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, got him with a slider, and O'Keefe has struck out, and the inning is over. Right here's do not score in the top of the ninth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, no one left. We'll see if two runs is enough for a victory tonight. We head to the bottom of the ninth. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community, places where you shop,
walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing. New pitcher for the Raiders, Drew Steckenrider, in to try to close it out. Stecks in his 15th appearance. No record, two saves, a 4.40 ERA. 14 and a third innings pitched. He's allowed 17 hits. He struck out 14 and walked 12. He'll face Michael Stefanik to lead things off, then a couple of left-handed hitters following. First pitch to Stefanik is a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. Matthew Boyd went two scoreless innings, allowing one hit, no walks, three strikeouts. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it is called a strike. 95-mile-per-hour heater from Steckenrider. 0-2 the count. Now Steckenrider with the 0-2 pitch, swung on and hit to the right side, and a diving catch by Evan White. Diving to his left towards the foul line, and there's the gold glove of Evan White at first base, saving the Raiders from what would have been a leadoff double in all likelihood. Instead, it's an out. Great play by Evan White at first base. Now Mike Ford is the batter. Left-hand hitter, 1-for-3 with a single today. Rainier shift him, 3 on the right side. The pitch is in at the knees for a strike. Another 95-mile-per-hour heater from Steckenrider. 0-1 the count. One out of the ninth. Rainier's lead 2-0. Steckenrider's pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike, now the count. Now this pitch is in the dirt for a ball. 2-1. Steckenrider digs around the rubber on the mound with his right foot a little bit. Now he's set. The 2-1 pitch is hit on the ground right to the shifted shortstop McCoy on the right side. He throws out Ford at first base. A two-batter gun to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Raiders are an out away from victory. Matt Theis is now the batter. Raiders trying to pitch a shutout, too. They lead the PCL with 7. And this is a very tough place to pitch a shutout, although the Raiders have already pitched one here this year in Salt Lake City, last time in on July 22nd. Now Steckenrider's pitch is taken up high for a ball. 1-0 the count to Theis. July 22nd, it was Austin Warner, Brennan Bernardino, Kyle Bird, Taylor Williams, and Patrick Weigel combining on a five-hitter. So there's ball two now to Theis. Theis has a good eye, draws a lot of walks, and he's ahead of the count, 2-0. Now Steckenrider's pitch is poured, called ball three, a smidge high. 95-mile-per-hour fastball. A hair high, and it's 3-0 to Theis. Wallach, a hitter with power, is on deck. The 3-0 pitch is in there for a called strike. Steckenrider sticking with the fastball. 3-1 now. Theis takes an extended break outside of the batter's box. Now he resets in there, ready to swing it. The 3-1 pitch. Called a strike, and it's 3-2. Another fastball from Steckenrider. He's throwing up nothing but heat. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Matt Theis with 2 outs in the ninth. Right here's leading 2-0. Bases are empty. Steckenrider with his pitch, and it's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. He just got a piece of it to stay alive. Just barely nicked it. Another fastball, too, from Steckenrider. So 3 balls, 2 strikes to Theis. Steckenrider again with the payoff, and it is outside, ball four. A 2-out walk. And Salt Lake does get the tying run to the plate in the ninth inning in the form of Chad Wallach, who has hit 8 home runs this year in 262 at-bats. He's 1-for-3 with a single tonight. Right-hand batter, Steckenrider's pitch is a swing and a foul back on a fastball. 0-1 the count. Rainier's trying to win the opener of this series. Steckenrider ready. They've got 3 infielders on the left side. The pitch is a swing and a foul back, strike two. The outfield plays very deep with Wallach at the plate. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs in the ninth. Theis being held on at first by Evan White. Steckenrider is set, 0-2 the count. Here's his pitch, and it's a breaking ball that is just a little inside for a ball. 1-2. Wallach taking that. Now Steckenrider again is ready. The 1-2 pitch is a breaking ball low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Steckenrider goes to the rosin bag for a moment. Now he's back up atop the hill. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runner at first, 2 outs of the ninth. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and the right airs win it, 2-0. The final score as Steckenrider strikes out Chad Wallach and completes the right airs' 8th shutout pitch this season as Darren McCacken, Matthew Boyd, and Drew Steckenrider combined on a 5-hitter. And the right airs win the opener here in Salt Lake City, 2-0. Is the final score. We'll recap it and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Deer's post-game show coming up next.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. to us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Rainiers win 2-0, the final score over the Salt Lake Bees, and Tacoma wins the opening game of this series, and they do it by pitching their 8th shutout of the year. And this was just a very well-pitched game on both sides, although didn't look like it was going to be that way when the game began. The Rainiers were swinging it in the first two innings, and it really kind of felt like we might end up having a slugfest today, but that was not the case at all. Taylor Trammell standing in the batter's box to open up the ball game against Salt Lake's Davis Daniel was looking first pitch fastball. He got the first pitch fastball, and he hit the first pitch of the game 443 feet in the air over the right center field fence for a game-opening home run. The fans weren't even settled in their seats yet, and the Rainiers had a 1-0 lead. Then Evan White doubled off the fence in left center, and this is when I thought, wow, we could be in for a high-scoring one tonight. But it didn't really go that way. Daniel was able to get out of the first inning without allowing any more runs. In the second, with two outs, Mason McCoy roped a double off the wall in right field, and then Drew Ellis singled to right field, McCoy scoring from second base just barely ahead of the throw from Orlando Martinez, the right fielder. And Tacoma was ahead 2-0 in the second inning. And at that point, the Rainiers had four hits, and three of them had gone for extra bases. And it still felt like we were going to have a high-scoring game. In the bottom of the second, Darren McCacken, who had retired the side in order in the first, allowed two sharp singles to begin the inning. And Salt Lake had runners at first and third with nobody out. But McCacken got a double play ball to third off the bat of Chad Wallach, and Ford, the runner at third, could not score on it. He had to hold, and the Rainiers got a double play through second base. Then McCacken struck out Steven Duggar, and he escaped that second inning jam, and he was off and running as he retired the side in order in the third and the fourth. Actually got to 9 straight batters retired before allowing a one-out single in the fifth. He was in a little trouble in the fifth, too. Back-to-back singles came with one out from Wallach and Duggar. Runners were at first and third, but McCacken got Palamaki to pop up and Orlando Martinez to fly out, and that ended the fifth inning. McCacken ended up going 6 scoreless innings, giving up just 4 hits, all singles, no walks, struck out 7. Tremendous outing for McCacken, who threw 72 pitches and left with a 2-0 lead. The Rainiers, by the way, after scoring their second run of the second inning, did not get another hit until the seventh. Fortunately, it didn't matter because the Rainiers' pitching was so good today. Matthew Boyd worked 2 scoreless innings in the seventh and the eighth, allowing just 1 hit. Really nice job by him. And then Drew Steckenrider was summoned for the ninth. Got the first 2 hitters out with a little help from a diving play at first base by Evan White. He walked Matt Theis on a full count pitch with 2 outs in the ninth, which did bring the tying run to the plate, but Steckenrider struck out Chad Wallach to end the game, and the Rainiers are winners today. 2-0 is the final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 2 runs on 6 hits, no errors. They left 4 on base. Salt Lake, no runs, 5 hits, no errors. Left 6 on base. Winning pitcher is Darren McCacken. He is 8-6. The save goes to Steckenrider, his third. Loss goes to Davis Daniel. He falls to 4-6. Time of the ballgame, a very brisk 2 hours and 5 minutes. The attendance, 6,381. With the win, the Rainiers go to 54-64 on the season. Salt Lake, 55-63. So the Rainiers are now just 1 game out of third place. They could pull into a tie for third place with the Bees with a victory tomorrow. Tomorrow's game will begin at 5:35 p.m. Pacific time. Rainiers are starting the left-hander Justice Sheffield against Angels lefty Adam Seminaris. That is tomorrow night at 5:35 Pacific time. Our pregame show will begin at 5:25. Red Ears win it, shutout style, 2-0. We'll be back with more, including the Major League Baseball scoreboard, right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
VECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Red Ears win. They shut out Salt Lake 2-0. Let's check out now the Major League Baseball scoreboard. We'll start with the Mariners, even though we don't really have anything to report right now. Mariners are hosting Washington 0-0, top of the third inning. Robbie Ray on the hill for the M's tonight. So, nothing, top of the third inning at T-Mobile Park. A couple of finals are in. Cardinals and Cubs played a doubleheader today. Cubs won the first game 2-0. They called up Javier Assad from AAA to make his Major League debut. He tossed four scoreless innings. Four relievers followed him, and the Cubs completed a five-hit shutout of St. Louis. That was the first game of a doubleheader. The second game has been mostly Cardinals. They lead 7-2 at the bottom of the eighth inning in game two. A final from Pittsburgh. The Atlanta Braves defeat the Pirates 6-1 as Max Fried tossed eight innings and allowed just three hits and one run, and he picked up his 12th win of the season. And the Phillies defeat the Reds 7-6 in Philadelphia as they won it late. And the Phillies getting some very good news, too. Bryce Harper started a rehab assignment today with their AAA club, Lehigh Valley, hit two home runs on a rehab assignment in his first game in months. So the Phillies looking up with Harper close to returning. And then one other National League game tonight. The Dodgers lead the Brewers 4-0 in the bottom of the second inning at Dodger Stadium. They've gotten to Corbin Burns of the Brewers for four runs early in that one. In the American League, Orioles defeat the White Sox 5-3 in Baltimore. Ryan Mountcastle with his 18th home run of the season. The Orioles continue to exceed all expectations. Tampa Bay hammered the Angels 11-1 despite Mike Trout hitting his 25th home run, which happened to be his 1,500th career hit. But Tampa wins it. Christian Betancourt, their catcher, homered, and he used to be a relief pitcher, and they actually brought him in to pitch the ninth with a 10-run lead, and he pitched a scoreless inning, and afterwards he said he felt like Ohtani hitting a homer and pitching a scoreless inning. I bet he did. Red Sox trailing the Blue Jays 9-2. They're going to the eighth inning at Fenway, and the Minnesota Twins and Houston Astros are going at it in Houston. Astros have Verlander on the mound tonight, and they lead 4-0 in the eighth. And then there were a whole lot of interleague games today, led off by that Mariners score we already passed along. But other interleague games, the Yankees beat the Mets 4-2 as Aaron Judge hit his 48th home run of the season and drove in a pair of runs. Giants defeat Detroit 3-1. Carlos Rodon went seven innings and struck out 10, picked up his 12th win. Evan Longoria with his 12th home run of the season. The Diamondbacks lead the Royals 5-1. They're in the middle of the eighth inning in Kansas City. The Texas Rangers are trailing the Rockies 7-6 at the top of the eighth inning at Coors Field. And also in interleague play today, the Guardians lead the Padres 1-0 after four. Juan Soto scratched from the Padres lineup today with some back soreness. Marlins lead the A's 1-0 there in the sixth inning in Oakland. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard here in Salt Lake City. Red Raiders win 2-0. We'll be back with more right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Right, here's win 2-0 in Salt Lake City. And, shutouts in Salt Lake City are a rarity. But the Red Raiders have pitched two of them here this year. The combo one in July that had five pitchers led by Austin Warner and Brennan Bernardino. And then this one today, Darren McCacken, six scoreless innings of four-hit ball. Matthew Boyd, two innings, allowing one hit, and then Drew Steckenrider finishing it off, a combined five-hit shutout from that trio. The Red Raiders pitched their PCL-leading eighth shutout of the season, and Tacoma wins the opening game of the series here in Salt Lake City and is now just one game out of third place. Some scores from around the league. This is the only final. El Paso leads Oklahoma City 7-3 in the 10th inning. It was 3-3 after 9. El Paso just scored four runs in the top of the 10th inning, so things are looking up for the Chihuahuas in that one. Albuquerque leads Round Rock 7-5 in the bottom of the 7th inning at Isotopes Park. Sacramento is blasting Reno 9-1 in the bottom of the 5th inning. And Sugarland has a 5-3 lead at Las Vegas in the third. Well, the Red Raiders will be back at it tomorrow. Tomorrow's game's at 5:35 p.m. Pacific time. Justice Sheffield against Adam Seminaris in a battle between lefties. We'll be on the air with the pregame show starting at 5:25. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah, where today the Tacoma Rainiers shut out the Salt Lake Bees by a final score of 2-0. Have a great night.